Several cases of HIV and more than 30 hepatitis infections may have been caused by lax cleaning procedures at VA hospitals. Some employees at three facilities in Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia were not following manufacturers' guidelines for sanitizing a piece of endoscopic equipment. The VA is investigating the infections, and one of those looking into what happened is Dr. James Bajan, the chief patient safety officer for the VA. He says the equipment in question is a fiber optic scope.
It looks like a long black tube about 6 feet long, and it has an optical system in it such that the physician can look at one end and then view what's on the other end. And these endoscopes, the ones we're talking about now, are used for colonoscopy. In between patients, the scopes are cleaned, but there's also tubing that is attached to the scope through which water, clean water, can be pushed through it so they can look at the bowel wall to really understand what's there. It was not the scopes that there was a problem with. The tubing that was attached to the scopes in some cases had not been processed correctly, which meant that there could be a chance, and as I say, a chance, not a certainty at all, that there could have been cross-contamination between patients. And it's for that reason that we notified these patients that they could potentially, and I say potentially, be at risk. And since we want to be ultimately safe and conservative, we felt it was important to notify them and then follow them to make sure that no problems occurred.
As you try to piece this together and figure out what happened, is this a case where staffers didn't clean the equipment or didn't follow the protocol? Was there a VA policy requiring that this equipment be cleaned after each and every use?
Well, various pieces of tubing have different manufacturers' recommendations as to how often they should be changed and cleaned. One particular part of the tubing is supposed to be changed between patients. Another one is changed only each day. In some cases, people, it appears, became confused and thought that they could do them all on a daily basis.
Could you walk us through the numbers? How many cases of HIV have been attributed now to the endoscopic equipment? How many cases of hepatitis infection?
Well, the infectious disease folks at the VA should be the one to discuss that. But what I will answer is this. None will ever be able to be attributed to the scopes. You have to understand that, you know, diseases such as hepatitis or HIV can be contracted in a number of ways. The scope would actually be a very rare, if almost unreported, way to actually get that, though it's theoretically possible. We took the position that to be safe, since people could be conceivably put at risk, we would notify them.
And what's the best thing to do beyond apologies and proper medical care? What should the VA do for the patients who have come in and do test positive for HIV or other illnesses, whether or not there's proof positive that it's linked to these cleaning procedures?
Well, that's an excellent question. There's no question what we'll do. What we'll do is we'll treat them for their, if they, in fact, any that do have disease, irrespective of what anybody thinks the causality is, we're going to treat them regardless. They're our patients.
But beyond treatment, if there is this question about the cleaning procedures and the illness, is there something that you should do beyond basic medical treatment?
Well, there are other mechanisms in place that they're available for patients to seek redress or compensation with the VA, and that's a legal system they can go through, which they are advised about as well.
And which apparently some have already done. Some have already contacted
lawyers. Yeah, and certainly they're more than welcome to do that, and they should, but then that has to play out in that legal environment. The safety issue is about how do we prevent harm to patients while they're being cared for, and if and when harm does occur, how do we understand what it is and then take steps to make sure that it doesn't happen again?
Dr. Bajan, thank you very much.
Okay.
That's Dr. James Bajan. He's the chief patient safety officer for the VA.